Hello, hello. This is Holly, CEO and founder of Parties by Bella's. It has been quite some time since I have done a podcast, and I kind of just wanted to do a brief one. I don't really have anything planned to talk about. It's kind of just a lot of shit's been going on. I got married. I bought a house. It's just been crazy. Work's been great, so I don't really want to complain there, but it's just like, it's just everyone's always, wow, why are you complaining if work's going well? And it's like, working for yourself, it is a dream. It was a goal. It still is a goal and a dream that I will never give up. But it's hard. I don't get vacation time. If I'm sick or unmotivated and I don't work, I don't make money. So it's like I have to constantly be ready. I just have to always, have my shit together, basically. And I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy. Some people say I make it look easy. Awesome. I mean, some of the stuff does come naturally. Luckily, I am pretty good at PR and marketing and promoting and doing events and stuff, and that part does come easy, but some things aren't as easy as they look, and it's just, working and trying to, get this house together. We bought a foreclosure and they literally took everything from the air conditioner to the heater and scratched the walls, and it has been crazy. I've gone on a couple vacations, which once again, not going to complain about that, but that's kind of pushed things back. But sometimes it's just like, holy shit. Like, I just want to shut off and tune out. I kind of get why celebrities go to rehab, and some of them aren't even drug addicts. They just go to rehab just to like get away. But that's not in the cards for me. So I kind of just have to, learn to relax, which is something that I'm not good with. Something that I don't think a lot of people are good with. I try to relax, and me relaxing is me on my phone, sharing an event, just, not really relaxing. This weekend, I went to the Poconos. One of my girlfriends, she's pregnant, and we thought it'd be fun, a couple of her bridesmaids, to do a baby moon. A girls' weekend baby moon. It's usually between the, man and wife, but this party planner over here. And it was nice. We were in the Poconos, which, if you're not familiar, that's in Pennsylvania. And we didn't have really good cell service. So I kind of just like lost my phone. I just kept putting it down and just walking away from it, and not having my phone like gave me so much relief. It was just like I've been so stressed that it's like I've had such bad anxiety, and it's just been crazy. And not having my phone for 2 days, it's like I almost feel like refreshed, almost like a new person. And it's something I'm gonna try to do. I mean, when you work for yourself, you don't really get a day off. I don't actually always practice what I preach. I have a friend and he has a business and he works 7 days a week. But on Wednesdays, he has a couple people working for him. So, I wrote on his calendar, I'm like, hey, like you need to like start taking Wednesday off. Like it's the only day you have employees. Like take that day off. Take some me time. And he's been doing it and it's going great for him. And I need to listen to myself and I need to do that. I need to figure out what day for me is slow, or just which day I'm gonna take time and just shut my phone off and just do something for me. Or just work on my house, which really isn't me time, but things I need to get done. And that's a thing I think a lot of people do. They don't actually do what they preach. Like they say stuff. Like, I'm also a therapist, and I give some great advice. And sometimes when I'm saying it, I almost want to write it down and be like, you need to do this. Because sometimes it's just like, life is fucking hard, you know? There's a lot going on. And when you're a business owner, you don't get time to just relax. You need to make time to relax. So what I'm gonna start doing is I'm gonna start taking one day a week where I'm not gonna do anything business related. Because if someone wants to place an order and I get the order on Tuesday, which is the day I'm taking off, and I respond to them Wednesday, they should still want that order. And if they don't, you know what? Oh well. It is what it is. But, you know, I need to start doing it. And it's just those 2 days without having a phone, it's just like, wow. It just felt really good. Really good to unplug, which is everyone says to unplug, but it's a lot easier said than done because at the end of the day, I also want to take pictures with me and my friends. So I put the phone on airplane mode so I wouldn't get any notifications. So it's like I could still use my phone, but you know. So that's that. But I know this one's short. I'm gonna try to start doing this again weekly, just like talking. If you have any questions or comments, just, you know, write it down. I'd love to know more about it. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I got a lot of things to talk about. So yeah, hopefully this was interesting and talk to you later. Thanks for listening, guys. Comment here or message me, bellasromance@AOL.com, or find me on Facebook, Holly's Parties by Bellas. Just, you know, type in Parties by Bellas. All right. I am home, and me and my dog are gonna go to bed. Have a nice night.